Well, I'll tell you what it says. If this bill doesn't pass, it says that we're willing to sacrifice on the altar of the marketplace and the economic prejudices of a very affluent minority in this country and a powerful political minority, the lives of hundreds of thousands and millions of less fortunate people. That's what it says. I lay it right out in the line. To put it simply, this bill simply, though if this bill doesn't pass, or something like it, well, I'm not saying that this is the alpha and the omega, but if something like this isn't passed, if we don't establish these kind of goals, what we're really simply saying is that we're willing to sacrifice human lives, human hopes, human aspirations, human souls in the name of some kind of what we call free enterprise and how the market system works. Everybody knows that the market system that we have is not perfect, but it's better than any other, you know. That's my judgment. It's better than any other. All in God's green earth that this bill attempts to do is to strengthen the market system. If the market system cannot meet the current problem of youth unemployment, we say let's help. Let's help private enterprise. Let's help state and local governments. Let's give these kids some training, some education. Let's get some counseling. Let's get them on the job training in school, and let's give them work. Let's see that they have a chance to work. That's all.
Does this bill, in essence, really strengthen the free enterprise system?
I think it definitely strengthens the free enterprise system. The free enterprise system in this country depends upon consumer purchasing power. It depends upon the skill and the ability of our workers to produce. And the more unemployed people you have, the more loss of skill that you have. We can't afford the loss of skills. We cannot afford the loss of production. They talk about the cost of this bill. This bill is a bargain compared to what we're currently doing. This bill is a bargain. When you stop and look at what we're paying out in unemployment compensation, in welfare, in food stamps, in crime, that's a result of unemployment. The worst estimates that they've had on this bill, the world's worst, the ones that they're the most wild estimates was $40 billion. $40
billion. That's the world's worst. Right.
That was the largest.
That's annually?
Yes. $40 billion for the achievement of this bill. Goal, the annual goal. My dear friend, the Congressional Research Service and the Office of the Budget, what did they say? $12 billion. 1% unemployment. 1% unemployment means a loss to the federal government in terms of costs, loss of revenue, and cost of unemployment compensation of $16 billion. 1% unemployment. 1%. And then to state and local governments, another $3 billion. So what you've got each year with 1% of unemployment is about $20 billion, $19 to $20 billion in loss of revenue and increased costs to government.
By what authority do you get this?
Oh, money? Those figures are established figures today, even by the Federal Reserve, by the Office of Management and Budget, the Council of Economic Advisers, the Joint Economic Committee. Those are the ballpark figures that we deal with. That there's no one that disputes those figures that really is that is reputable and respected in the field. That the total cost of the federal government of loss of revenue and of loss of and the cost of unemployment compensation, the increased cost of the food stamp plan, the increased cost of welfare as a result of unemployment for every 1% is approximately $16 billion. Some people think it's more, but approximately $16 billion. The cost to state and local government and loss of revenues because of unemployment, because of their participation in welfare. Look what's happening to cities on welfare. They're going bankrupt. Cities are going bankrupt. The total cost there runs from $3 to $4 billion. So you're dealing here every year with a cost under the current situation of $19 to $20 billion of lost income, lost revenues, and increased costs. So when you look at the Congressional Research Service analysis of this legislation, you look at the Congressional Budget Office analysis of this legislation, they come up with a maximum figure of $12 billion. Our worst critics have come up with 40. Well, look at $40 billion. Each year, we got 7% unemployment, 8% unemployment. Take 8 times 20. That's $160 billion. Or let's take above 4%. Take 4 times 40. Take 4 times 20. $20 billion loss to the federal and state governments per year for 1% unemployment. Let's say currently approximately 7.8 or 8% unemployment. Take it down to 4%. 4 times 20 is $80 billion. $80 billion every year, and that's estimated much more. As a matter of fact, the estimates run as high as $150 billion a year of lost production and lost income as a result of high unemployment in this country.
I hate to keep you.
I've got to go, as a matter of fact.
All right. I made special note, and I wrote a column on, we'll cut this off,
because right.
This is a little personal. I wrote a column on your situation with Senator Robert Byrd, and I thought it appalling that my senator was leading one of the things that